And it's time now for a home viewing recommendation from our movie critic, Bob Mondello. A quiet recommendation, because Bob is touting the ultimate Buster Keaton collection, a 14-disc set of classic silent comedies.
Silent film had three great clowns. Charlie Chaplin's Little Tramp is the one everyone remembers. All-American daredevil Harold Lloyd is the one who made the most money. And Buster Keaton, known as the Great Stone Face because he never smiled, was the genius. Keaton figured out early how to manipulate this new medium of film, how to use its flatness and silence for sight gags that would astonish even other filmmakers. While his peers were slipping on banana peels, he'd leap through windows that always seemed to line up uncannily with something unexpected in the street. And when he whacked a grizzly bear over the head with a rifle, it was apt to shoot between his legs on impact and kill a second grizzly that he didn't realize was behind him. In real life, when Keaton was a toddler, a cyclone had plucked him from a hotel window and deposited him unhurt three blocks away, which may be why his gags on screen so often incorporate a cooperative universe, a hurricane blowing down the whole front wall of a building on top of him, for instance, in Steamboat Bill Jr., but providing one small open window on an upper floor so he could emerge unscathed. Keaton wanted that collapse to look real in a high wind, so he had the wall built of brick and mortar, which made the stunt so dangerous that even the guy cranking the camera turned his eyes away when they filmed it. The coming of sound and the interference of producers who thought they knew comedy better than he did all but killed Keaton's career when he was barely in his 30s, but not before he'd made his great Civil War classic, The General, and the 10 other feature-length comedies in this ultimate Keaton collection. The boxed set from Kino Classics includes all of his independently produced features, all of the silent shorts he starred in, 5 hours of his seldom-seen sound comedies, and even rare audio of The Great Clown.
I've never heard it on television. I've never heard it on radio.
Clowning around, remembering his childhood in vaudeville.
If you're Mr. Riley, they speak up so highly upon my soul. Riley, you're doing quite well.
The Blu-ray prints are high def, but not pristine, taken from the best copies that remain of films Keaton made almost a century ago. And there are two MGM comedies you'll have to catch elsewhere. But Kino's 14 discs of preserved Buster Keaton is a treasure trove of silent comedy that, even in a digital age, will prompt a joyful noise from anyone who watches. I'm Bob Mondello.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.